everybody. Welcome to Keys to the Jet. I'm Red, and welcome to our new video series where we're going to talk about anything and everything military. We're going to talk about weapon systems, airplanes, tactics, battles, important people, important dates, aircraft, of course, as usual, and the culture of military, everything and anything we can. So, yeah, it's going to be great. Join us for all those. Today, though, we're going to take you through our first episode, which is going to be about the C-47 Skytrain, also the Uber of World War II, without the complaints and a lot more parachutes. Apparently, it was a badass bird. A badass bird that did a lot more than just carry parachuters. Apparently, it was a civilian transport before the war. They turned it into a gunship during Vietnam. And a bunch of other stuff. So, let's go through this video. Hope you enjoy it. Leave a comment. Let us know if you like it. Because I think it'll be great. But I think I want to try something new for your asses. All right. Let's go try it out. I love you. Bye. Enjoy. Bitches.
Welcome back, aviation nerds, history buffs, and curious viewers who thought this was a video about trains. Spoiler, it's not. Today we're diving into legendary Douglas C-47 Skytrain. The plane's so reliable it could probably run your errands and babysit your kids. Behold the C-47 Skytrain, also known as the Goonie Bird. And no, it wasn't named that because it waddled around airports looking for breadcrumbs. The C-47 was actually a military adaptation to the Douglas DC-3, a civilian airliner that made flying glamorous in the 1930s. Imagine flying back then, no crying babies, no security lines, and definitely no middle seats. Ew. The military saw the DC-3 and thought, hey man, we could make this tougher, stronger, and very much more camouflage. And thus, the C-47 was born. Ready to transport troops, cargo, and maybe the occasional top secret message. You know, the usual. The C-47 was like the Swiss Army knife of the skies. Versatile, dependable, and always ready to surprise you with yet another hidden feature. It had a top speed of 224 miles per hour, thanks to its two Pratt & Whitney R-1830 twin Wasp radial engines. Each engine pumped out a whopping 1,200 horsepower. That's like having 1,000 horses pushing your plane, but without all the cleanup. Picture this, it's D-Day, June 6, 1944. The Allies need to drop thousands of paratroopers behind enemy lines. Who they call? Not Ghostbusters, but the trusty C-47 Skytrain. These flying buses delivered paratroopers right where they needed to be, despite the fact that jumping out of a perfectly good airplane still seems like a questionable life choice, but hey, who are we to judge? The C-47s bravely faced enemy fire, flak, and maybe even a few birds who didn't get the memo. Yet, they persevere, proving that sometimes the best offense is really a sturdy fuselage. The C-47 wasn't about paratroopers. It towed gliders, evacuated the wounded, and airlifted supplies. If it had hands, it would have been giving out huge high fives and taking selfies with the troops. The C-47 had a service ceiling at 24,000 feet, meaning it could provide higher than your average commercial jet, just without the in-flight movie. With over 10,000 units built, the C-47 wasn't just a plane. It was a phenomenon. It was so good that after the war, airlines and cargo companies snatched them up faster than you could say post-war surplus. From carrying passengers to hauling cargo to even spraying crops, the C-47 proved it could do it all. If it were a person, it'd be that overachieving friend who's annoyingly good at everything. Bastards. Today, you can still find these incredible planes flying in air shows, reminding everyone that sometimes the classics never go out of style. So next time you see a C-47, give it a nod of respect. After all, it's the plane that won the war, then decided to keep on winning. And there you have it, folks. The Douglas C-47 Skytrain, the unsung hero of the skies that carried the weight of the world, literally.
Hey, everybody, welcome back after that video. That's a wrap on our high-flying adventure with the legendary C-47 Skytrain, from hauling troops and cargo in World War II to crop dusting and airshow strutting. This bird has done it all. If planes could get medals for multitasking, this C-47 would be wearing more bling than a rapper at the Grammys. So next time you see a C-47, give it a nod of respect. It's not just an old plane, it's a flying superhero with a passport full of epic tales. And speaking of epic, make sure you don't miss any of our future Sky High stories. And if you enjoyed this video, hit that like button, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and ring the bell so you never miss a takeoff. Follow us on social media for behind-the-scenes shenanigans and updates. Links are in the description. And hey, share this video with everyone you know, friends, family, random strangers on the internet. Let's spread the love for these incredible flying machines. And again, thanks for tuning in to Keys of the Jet. We're going to have more episodes like this. Next one, I was thinking about doing the F-15 or a C-7. C-17. No. I was thinking about doing the F-15 or the F-117, maybe the A-10. But let me know. Let us know, Keys of the Jet, if you like this kind of format. And we'll keep them coming out. Because even if you don't like them, I'm still going to do them. So, love you guys. I'm out of here. See ya.